You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goals?
Yeah.
With Dom and Jeremy!
We're ready to play. We're ready to meet the players, too, including Jess, who's representing for the ladies today. Hi, Jess. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Hey, girl.
What do you do, Jess?
Hey. I work for a tech company.
A tech company doing what?
That's vague.
I'm a customer success manager.
Oh, okay.
Customer success.
That sounds very important.
I just basically make sure that customers are happy.
How do you do that?
I try to make sure I learn how to use Zoom, and oh, there I go. I gave it away.
You work for Zoom.
Oh, for Zoom. Okay.
I work for Zoom, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? We've all been on Zoom calls where we've watched people struggle or forget. Hey, I was on a Zoom call with a bunch of people not long ago, and I, again, forgot that my mic was muted. And they're,
it's embarrassing.
Dom, you're muted.
Embarrassing.
I'm like, I know how it works. I'm sorry. I just...
You know, it happens to us every day. Like, we work there. We do it every single day, and it still happens. And
sure.
We get really embarrassed, and we're like, hey,
I feel like
we're
an
new.
Idiot. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your Zoom background? Do you have a special background when you're on calls?
It's usually just like a, I don't know, like a office type, like a fun office or
a fun
something that
office.
Makes me feel zen.
I like the way you've taken the term customer service and made it customer success.
That's a cute spin.
Yeah, it's like very touchy feely, and yet I like it.
Yeah,
so
it's a whole thing. It's a whole, yeah.
It's a thing, Jeremy.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Well, you sound like you like your job, so congratulations. That's good.
I do.
Do you have any hobbies? Do you do anything for fun?
I have a toddler, so
bummer.
She's my hobby.
Yeah,
that's your life right
it
now.
It consumes you for sure.
Whew. Yeah, but she's the best.
All right. I'll take your word on that.
Good luck to you today. The girls could use the point to tie it up, but the guy who's going to try to stand in your way is Luke. Hello, Luke. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys?
Super dupes, man.
You know, it's been a good show today, man. I've got my blood pumping today with this show. There's no doubt.
Nuggets got my blood pumping last night, man.
I'll tell you what.
Something? Wow. That shot, you know, to be a pure buzzer beater. Jer and I were talking early this morning on the show about how it just, like, has really brought this whole community up. And some listener turned us on to a term. What was it called, Jeremy? Oh, collective effervescence. That sounds like something Jess would say.
Sounds like a cologne.
Collective effervescence is when an entire like group of people all feel the same energy and harmony.
Where were you watching
something.
The game at, Luke?
Ooh. I was just home last night. So we're down in Parker. I'm with my daughter right now. She's the one that dialed in.
Oh, okay.
And we're on the way to school. We listen every single day to you guys. So she is super stoked right now.
Oh, that's
well,
sweet.
Wait a minute. How old is your daughter?
She's 8. You want to say hi, Anna?
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna. But now, you know, Luke, she can't help you.
Yeah, I know that. Yep.
Yeah, no cheating. No cheating.
No cheating, Luke.
Do we ask you what you... No, we didn't. What do you do for a living, Luke?
I'm in sales.
What are you selling?
Branded merchandise. So I'm director of sales for a company based out of Philadelphia.
Branded merchandise.
I don't even know what that means.
Like,
well, anything. Tote bags, pens, cups, mugs.
Oh, I see.
Backpacks.
Oh, we need all of those with, say, Dom and Jeremy on them. We don't have any. We don't have any of that stuff.
Get us a deal, Luke.
What's that?
Get us a good deal.
We need stuff with our names on it.
I got you guys.
What's your biggest seller?
Probably the tote bags.
Dom and Jeremy tote bags.
No, I think what we want. We're trying to bring back fanny packs.
Oh, they're already. They're already back. They're back.
Dom and Jeremy.
I think you're a little late on that.
All right, well.
Yeah, they're back. Let's start a new thing.
But we've been asking for like 6-7 years. We wanted Dom and Jeremy fanny packs.
Where are visors sitting right now? Are visors cool?
I can hook you guys up for sure.
For sure, with visors? I don't want a visor. Visors are
visor and the fanny pack, you got to rock those together.
Yeah, with your white socks pulled up to your knees. And
yeah. You got it.
All right.
You got to be the Lululemon fanny packs, though.
The what? Lululemon.
Those are the ones. What makes those so great?
Those are the ones. Those are the price tags. All the rage.
They're probably $110 or something.
Yeah.
Listen,
you know,
we got to get into this game. I'm going to be asking Luke some questions that women are probably more likely to know the answer to. Jeremy will toss some questions at Jess that dudes probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. And we alternate who goes first. The ladies are first today.
All right. Mama Jess, here we go. Who did the Broncos just acquire, was it yesterday, as one of their new quarterbacks? What's that kid's name?
Oh, man.
Take a guess.
Zach Wilson. And Josh said, hide your moms, because apparently he likes banging hot moms.
Language.
I think that was a quote from Josh.
He's a cast off from the New York Jets. They didn't want him, so the Broncos took him. All right.
Yeah, he wasn't great last year.
No. Over to Luke we go. Luke, Nick and Vanessa Lachey are the hosts of what current popular show on Netflix?
I don't have a clue, man. Go ahead.
Nothing, huh?
Move on.
He's like, done. Done.
Just give me the buzzer.
It's like the biggest show on Netflix right now.
It's a huge show called Love is Blind.
Oh.
Love is Blind.
Even your kid's mad at you.
Yeah.
I know. She's saying, come on, man.
Back over to Jess.
All right, Jess. Knob Creek is a brand of what?
That would be whiskey.
Whiskey.
Yes. I like Knob Creek, too.
I got no beef with it. They got that maple one that's pretty good.
You can have beef with it. Chicken.
Hey, ooh.
Luke. Traditionally, I know you can put anything in it, but traditionally, what would you put in a chalice? What goes in a chalice?
Wine?
That's correct.
Hey!
There we go.
Luke likes wine.
Hey, we're tied one apiece. Back to Jess we go.
Jess, I'll give you multiple choice. Please tell me, what is a Russian twist? An ab exercise, a dance move, or a mixed drink?
I believe it's an ab exercise.
Yes, it is. Whoa, the old Russian twist.
Huh, what do you do? Can you describe it?
I think it's the one where you kind of sit up on your butt and you go back and forth. And you do this.
Oh, like in the Russian dance where you kick your legs out?
Just like that.
Fold your arms, get down on your haunches and kick your legs out?
Great ab exercise.
You want me to try that?
No!
Have 911 standing by.
You might fall down.
Is this Luke's
third?
Third. Okay, so here's where we are, Luke. I lost track of how many questions we've asked. You need this to stay alive. If you miss it, the game is over and the girls will tie it up for the month.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Are you still there, Luke?
Maryland, let's go.
Okay.
All right, Luke, what brand of shoes famously has red bottoms on them? What shoe brand famously has red bottoms on the shoes?
The Christian Louboutin.
Louboutin. Yep.
Louboutin. I had to buy those once for my ex-wife.
Yeah?
Had to.
Why is she your ex?
Well, maybe for stuff like that.
She's your ex because you bought her Louboutins?
No, I'm just playing around. My daughter's sitting here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't want to get into it then.
I should have Luke hand the phone to his daughter. And
no,
we'll ask her,
no,
right?
No. No.
That is absolutely right, and we are tied up 2-2.
God.
Wow. Didn't we have an overtime game last time?
Seems like it.
I keep running out of questions. So the first one to get one right will win here in sudden death overtime. And Jess is up.
All right there, Lululemon. What company uses the tagline, a best a man can get?
Gillette.
Yeah.
And the game is over.
I didn't think you were going to get that.
I didn't think I was going to get that.
Long pause. Yep, Gillette razors.
I got to tell you something, Luke. Here's the thing. You got 2 out of 3. And that normally will win a game, but you ran into a buzzsaw today, just got 3 out of 4. So I'm afraid you're going to have to take some medicine. Tell me when you're ready for it.
Ready.
Okay.
Girls rule.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, they sure do today. Listen, you're a good man. Have a great day. Thank you for listening with your daughter. You guys drive carefully. Have a good day, okay?
Bye, Luke.
You guys too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Jess, look at you tying it up for the ladies this month.
Woohoo!
Woohoo is
Hooray.
Right. And you are going to go see the Rolling Stones. Have you ever seen them before?
I have not. I didn't even know they were still touring. That's awesome.
Well, okay, they are. This might be your last chance. So
yeah, you'll be able to go out and tell people that you saw the Stones.
How was our customer service experience for you?
Oh, good question.
Hey, you know, 11 out of 10.
Oh, that's good, because I was going to ask you if there's any room for improvement, because you're the expert, but guess not.
No, you guys are awesome.
Thank you very much.
We showed some customer success this morning, Jer.
Yes, we did.
Jess, if you will hold on, Josh will tell you about those tickets, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you for listening. Jess, now hand it off to Josh.